our Ask the Mayor Public Affairs program on this Sunday, 7 o'clock, and our podcast, of course, on WHLC.com. We're recording this on the 23rd on a Friday because the mayor is out of town. And you're in New York City?
My wife, Sally, has a one-person exhibition at Fort Tilton. It's an art center there on Long Island near Rockaway. What we had to do is to pack up my pickup truck with about 15 or 20 paintings and then make that long trip to New York City for the opening, which was on Friday evening. This past Friday evening, we had a lot of friends and family, some people we know in New York showed up. It was really a great event. And now we'll have been back on the road coming back to Highland. So I'm really proud of Sally and congratulate her on this accomplishment. She continues to be a very creative painter, entering a lot of shows. She's in a show at the Cowie School here in Macon County as we speak. I'm honored to be her assistant because she has assisted me so many times in my duties as the mayor.
So much art and artistic flair in that household of yours. Is that how you, I'm just asking you a question, is that how you met during, you know, some kind of an artistic event?
We were in graduate school in Athens at the Lamar Dodd School of Visual Art. Yes, That's how we met. And we continue actually to both be producing artists. She has a small studio at our house and she works daily. And then I have my pottery studio. I've been frantically working in the last few weeks getting ready for the Rotary Mountaintop Art Show that will be, I think, on June the 29th, that last weekend. So I'll hopefully be ready to show some of my work at that very important nonprofit event here in Highland.
Elected officials, you know, they always talk about, you know, this is moving forward. We're looking forward and we're trying to do this. But there are a lot of things that you cannot do.
And maybe this is not good politics for me to say there's things I can't do. But I get a lot of people asking me, well, the town or you should do this or that. A lot of times I'm not allowed to do it or it just can't be done because we are not just our own sovereign community here and operating in unlimited space.
We're not an autocrat.
Yeah. We have to deal with state regulations. We have to deal with federal restraints and so forth. And some of the things I'm about to talk about what I can't do connect directly to some of those statutes that other forms of government impose on us.
This first one, I thought you had total control over the U.S. Postal Service.
Let me just bring this up. There have been times while I've been mayor where people get frustrated with certain things that the U.S. Postal Service is doing here in Highlands, which, as I've investigated, aren't necessarily local, but maybe the practices of the Postal Service in a particular district that this post office is in impacts what happens here in Highlands. But I do not have the authority to go in and manage or micromanage a federal agency. We have attempted to get certain things done with the post office before. I remember about 5-6 years ago, we actually had a special meeting where postal officials from this district came and met with us. We talked about what we wanted to see happen. They were listening, but not much happened. I'm just saying that I cannot go in and make much of an impact on how the mail is being delivered here. But I will say this, if a resident's having a problem, I recommend that you contact our congressman, Chuck Edwards, and there's a field office that will take your concern. The congressman probably has more, if you will, clout or authority and oversight to address those issues than the mayor of Highland.
Now, we have worked on trucks going down and up the Gorge Road, but we're not talking about that. The mayor has no control on how trucks drive in the town.
Basically, you are correct, Steve. You know, Representative Gillespie and Senator Corbin addressed the problem of large tractor-trailer trucks on the Gorge Road by having special legislation passed in Raleigh that said you can only have a 30-foot trailer that you're pulling up or down the gorge road. That legislation has, I think, been very effective in that if you're pulling a 50-foot trailer, there's a significant fine when the trucker is stopped. It's a civil violation where the company that operates that truck has to pay the fine. But here's the other part of it. There is also a weight limit on vehicles on that gorge road. So when the highway patrol will stop a truck, they will also do an analysis of the weight, and then there's an additional fine for any overloads versus what the limitation of weight is on the gorge road. So it's a great motivator for the trucking companies to comply, since some of those fines could be as much as $6,000 or $8,000. That pretty much kills any profit you're making hauling a load of materials to Highlands or anywhere else.
The list continues, things that you cannot do or cannot control. The zoning board of adjustments.
I guess sometimes people, after the zoning board has made a ruling, and I think they have the expectation that I or the town board can just step in and overrule what the zoning board has done. That is not the case. By North Carolina statute law, the zoning board is set up and has to follow quasi-judicial procedure. It's kind of like an informal court hearing where the people involved in a request have to submit evidence that the board members will hear and hopefully make an impartial, unbiased decision on the merits of the request. The mayor can't be telling them beforehand or even after what to do. I can't be telling them you should vote one way or the other, and I do not. But I think that sometimes people think, well, if we don't like the zoning board ruling, we'll just go to the mayor and tell the board to just overturn it. And that's not the way the process works. So that's one thing I just wanted to make clear. I don't have control over the zoning board. They're an independent body.
Talk about the difference between cutting trees in residential and commercial areas.
That's something that I've gotten, especially recently with a lot of building that we have going on. I say this on numerous occasions. We have an ordinance that regulates the removal of trees on commercial properties. We went to the state legislature many years ago and got special legislation to give us authority to do that. What about the residential zones? The town board at that time did not request authority to regulate the cutting of trees in residential areas. Don't ask me why they didn't do that. I probably wasn't around when that decision was made. But we have no authority by way of the state legislature to have a residential tree ordinance. Now, some people will say, well, Mayor, you should just go ahead and have that done. We have discussed this, especially with our attorneys, and it is a rather complicated process, and it would be rather complicated to come up with a ordinance that everyone would think would be fair and equitable. And it gets down to the rights of the individual property owner versus what maybe the public might want to see done. And there's a balance there. I tend, in residential areas, to favor the rights of the property owner. If they want to remove a tree on their property, I'm really reluctant to have the town intervene and try to regulate that. For example, at my house, I was counting on our porch the other day, we must have on our little lot about 75 or more trees, some large hemlocks and white pines. Some would want to have all those big trees which are right up against our house removed because of safety issues if they fall. I hear that, and I think that that's something that a homeowner has to make a decision. Sally and I, on the other hand, love being in a cathedral forest. We love the trees that are there. We think it's a part of our commitment to the environment to allow those trees to grow and be among us, with the full realization that with a big storm or something like Hurricane Helene, one of those trees might fall and damage our home or injure us. But that is just a decision we have made as individual property owners. And I would defer to other property owners at their residence to make the decision that best meets their concerns and needs also.
Oh, you artists loving nature. That's the way it should be done. I think so, too.
That is true.
How about Raleigh with zoning and land use, color charts for our homes or businesses? Discuss that.
You know, we've been talking about this, about what's going on in Raleigh with this legislative session. There's a lot of focus on how to regulate municipalities concerning zoning and land use. My feeling is that whenever possible, they ought to stay out of town business and let us make those decisions. On the other hand, there are some concerns that sometimes municipalities get carried away and go beyond the enabling statutes on land use and zoning that are in place with the state legislature. In those cases, I think they are saying there needs to be change and maybe reel some of the municipalities in on certain things. For example, state statutes on a subdivision development says you can regulate the height of a building. You can regulate the width of roads and all of those kind of things require certain safety things. Like on a dead-end road, you have to have a turnaround for allow fire protection in emergency vehicles, all of those things. But when you start telling people what type of house they can build, how big it can be or how small it should be, or what color you have to paint things, some of our legislators are concerned that some towns and cities might be overreaching. I don't think we're at that point in Highlands. I'm just trying to be balanced and share what I think some of the concerns are being manifested in some of the proposed bills that are before the legislature in this session.
I'm Steve Day. We're listening to Ask the Mayor, our public affairs program, with our Honorable Mayor, Patrick Taylor. And we'll see you next week and see how everything went with Sally's event.
That's right. I'll be willing to share the event with you.